Hello, everybody. Welcome to Butt Seriously with James and Mike. I'm James.
Took us 2 weeks to I'm Mike.
You fucking starting back strong.
It took 2 weeks for us to, you know, settle our beef, Settle our differences.
I think we're back. I think we're ready to rock and roll. I'd call this phase two.
Yeah.
Season two or phase two.
Yeah. We're restarting our
fresh start.
We had two special episodes.
Yeah, and I think we're back in action right now, back to the way things are. I'm gonna get you a couple classics right here, back to the normal way we do things.
No plan. Don't expect it to be a plan, though.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to do a... Since you care about our lives so much, we're going to give you kind of an update about what we've been up to, what we do.
So much. I think... All right, you said we're talking about the comedy show, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did a second comedy show.
So. And you did a set.
I did an entire set.
You did a set for this
time. I did 3 hours. No, I did 5 minutes. You did stuff too.
Yeah.
Did they not upload yours to YouTube?
No, mine's up. The other dude's is
not.
Because he talked about like killing babies.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it when he was on.
I didn't hear that.
But I guess he was talking about like choosing which knife to use.
Yeah, and I guess they didn't want to upload that. Which, I mean, that's understandable for a school. I mean, I he did pretty good.
I talked about fucking walls though. I don't know. Well, they would upload mine on his.
I didn't really talk about anything that bad.
Yeah. I didn't swear though, so I guess that's good.
A couple people told me they thought it was good. I don't really know who to believe.
Yeah, they thought. My friends told me the first one was better.
Yeah.
Because it was more organized.
Yeah, the problem with this one, it was less organized because we host backed out. A couple people backed out the last second.
Yeah, the last day.
Like
the host and three guys backed out of the day of. And we only had like 9 people doing it.
Yeah, that's really shitty.
Yeah, but I think the people that did it had good sets. I think we all had good sets.
Yeah, I mean, it was good quality show. I mean,
yeah, it was just a lot of shit in between.
Yeah, but about 3 different hosts. We had Red, then we had Dickface, and then we had you come out.
Dickface.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just come into a show, do something, and then leave in the middle. Like that's shitty. If you're listening now, I mean, I'm sure you know it's a shitty thing to do.
I think he felt bad about it, but it was.
I mean, we obviously don't hold it against him, but like, just recognize that was bad, and you don't do that.
We're not gonna be like, oh, don't fucking talk to him anymore.
Either. Yeah, no, he's fine.
Yeah,
he's a cool guy.
I like this one more because the last one I feel like I did it wrong. The last one. I memorized it.
Mm-hmm. Which is wrong.
So I felt like I was reciting. And this one...
Well, I mean, you were like, what do I do? I'm not going to remember all this stuff. Because what Mike did before he did it, he wrote like 6 pages and then just read the pages. I'm like...
That was for the first show.
That was the first show. And I was like, well, I mean, that's fine. It was all funny. And you got up there and like you were like... You were like mad because you forgot some of the stuff. And then you weren't in order. And you're like, dude, I made note cards with my points in there. I'm like, well, I mean... You didn't look natural. Like you look like you're doing a performance. Right. But I mean, it was still funny. It wasn't bad. Right. You just don't want to.
This one was different though. This one.
You seemed more relaxed.
Yeah.
Did you sit down the entire time?
Yeah.
God, you know, it's stand up comedy, right?
I was tired. I don't know, man. It was more nerve wracking, but it was a good more nerve wracking.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like. I don't know. What do you think of it?
I liked it. I had a good time. I don't know if I did good or not, but... I mean,
I didn't see.
Yeah. People told me I was good. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like I said...
We said we were going to watch others. Did we ever watch
yours? I don't want to watch mine. I don't want to watch yours. Okay. I heard yours. You did fine.
All right.
I said... I told a story where I talked about a fish, and then people in the hallway were like... I said a whole fish. And people just came over to me in the hallway, and they were like, a whole fish. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like a whole fish.
Like
that's what they remember from the show.
Yeah, they heard me doing this thing with my hands. And I'm like, a whole fish.
Yeah, today, it finally happened to me. You know, he said random people come up to you in the hallway and ask you things. A random person did that to me. He's like, hey, I got the keys! And then, like, he looked at my forehead, but he didn't, like, look at me in the eyes. And what then I that? Stopped for him. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying that, like. You know, you always say that happens to you. People talk to you. I thought this was.
What do you mean? Hey, I got the keys.
He just looked at my forehead and said, "Hey, I got the keys," and then he walked away. I don't know what. I was walking on the other end of the school though.
That's not like a joke. That's like
that happened today.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like I don't think that's like being like recognized or being like appreciated or anything you do. That's just some guy yelling at you.
Yeah, I didn't say any jokes about the keys.
Yeah, so you didn't. Jesus, Mike. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm depressed, dude.
Yeah, you're fucking sad sack over here.
Are you sad?
I'm not sad. I'm just tired. I'm not happy.
Are you happy that I'm sad?
I'm really happy you're sad. What are you sad about?
I'm just sad generally.
Yeah. Mike's been sad for about like 3 months now.
No, I think I'll be sad for like... It's just... I think it's high school, man.
What has it been? Like 16 months. Years? 17 years?
I'm going to bounce out of it.
The year soon. Of four... When he was four, he was pretty happy. But after that...
Yeah.
What are you sad?
I don't know. I just... It's just sad. And then... Okay, so like... So last night... No, 2 nights ago, I went over to my friend's house. And this friend is a girl, okay? And I was like, oh, it's okay. And then she was all saying, no, not at all.
Is he a good friend? No. Shut the fuck up. That's what parents do. Is he a good
friend? No, my parents don't do that to me, though.
My mom does that. Is he a good friend? Like, I'm going over to this house. She's like,
my parents
she's
do
like, who's? And I'm like, oh, it's just some girl you wouldn't know. Like, why is the name matter? You're like, oh, I'm going, whose house are you going to? Rebecca's. Okay, have fun. But whose house are you going over to? Oh, just some girls. What's her name? As if you, oh, yeah, I know Tina. I know Tina.
My parents only get weird when I go to Vibo's house.
Well.
They think I'm gay. I don't know. If
I think gay. You're gay.
Yeah.
So, what, you went to a girl's house?
Yeah, all right. So, and I went over there because she was sad about her boyfriend's breaking up with her or whatever. So, I went to, like, you know, I was like, oh, it's okay, really. Like, he's really, like, you're too good for him.
You don't say that.
You're too good for him. And he did this to you. He remember, he's making you feel like this. So don't go back to him when he comes a calling.
When the boys come a knocking.
Yeah, don't come back. Don't go back to that guy.
Yeah.
So, and that's what happened. And then she was crying. And then.
Just crying and she calls you?
No, I made her cry.
Jesus.
It wasn't like a.
You made her cry.
Because we started talking about, you know.
And why did you go over there? She call you and say,
let's hang out? No, we were just like hanging out. Oh, okay. And like, you know, I started asking about like. Oh, what's been making you sad lately? And then,
Well, I mean, I guess that's therapeutic to a point.
Mm-hmm.
So you made her cry. Cried, and did then you cry?
I went home and cried.
Why?
I cried after the fact. I don't know. Just
emotional.
It was just like a lot of. It was just a lot of, you know, that coming at me. So I went home and cried.
You cry a lot.
But I didn't have someone that was. No, that was first time in a while. That was first time in probably like 2 weeks. I cry once every 2 weeks. A good cry. Sometimes when I'm like, I get teary eyed when I'm like. When I eat a lot of...
When I'm mad, I cry sometimes. Which is really bad when you're, like, pissed off at, like, a teacher or something. No, not like that. Like, it's not like I'm sobbing. It's just like I get... You're really pissing me off with that face. But, like, when I'm, like, mad at something and, like, sometimes, like, I get tears in my eyes because I'm just so, like, pissed off.
Yeah.
So, like, you just see tears coming down my eyes while I'm screaming at someone. It's like, this pussy's fucking crying while it's yelling at me. It's like, no, I'm mad. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm mad, man. It's like they're laughing at me.
You cry when you're angry?
Yeah. It's not like sob. Like, I don't think it's crying. I'm just tearing.
I do I'd have a lip quiver sometimes when I'm like, angry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have fists. I can't. I have a fist, like, one fist at my side.
You're a fister.
And I have to go, like, I have to, like, clench my jaw. Because my problem is that I say too much. Like, I said a lot of things that, like, I shouldn't say to people. So now I have to work on, like, not saying things out loud.
Like what?
This dude at lunch today. Okay. Okay. So the way the lunch line's set up is there's, like, a line. And then, like, right before the beginning of the line, there's, like, not the beginning of the line. Like, where people are getting food.
Yeah.
There's a little opening. People can just walk in.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a teacher there, but she doesn't really do anything. She just kind of, like, people just walk by and she's not paying attention. So this dude is, like, freshman jerk off. Like, comes up, just walks up. This is, okay, I'm going to tell two stories.
Okay.
This one happened today, another one happened yesterday. This jerk-off walks up, and he's standing in line next to me, and then he cuts in front of me, and then, like, gets food in front of me. I'm like, all right, dude, that's fucking fine. I guess you can just cut in front of me. I know he had camouflage pants on. I'm like, oh, the pants really make it so I can't see you. Like, I can't see what a piece of shit you are. And he turns around and looks at me, and he's, like, red-faced, and he's all upset. I'm like, dude, like, why are you upset?
Because you were a dick.
He cut me in line.
Yeah, but he cut you in line.
Yeah, pissed me
he
off.
He got to start making fun of his pants.
I made fun of his, well, they were camouflage pants. So I was like, that doesn't mean I can't see you being an asshole.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that you did that as, like, oh, that'd be a funny thing to say.
No, I was mad. I wasn't being like, this will be real fun. We'll make this dude laugh.
No, but like.
Are you taking that dude's side?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that, I would have probably felt bad too.
You
dude,
should
you're like
bad.
Fucking 6'2".
Yeah.
And he's a little freshman with glasses probably, right?
Yeah.
He said, "Oh yeah, it's real fucking nice of you, huh?"
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't. You got
that. Like, you sound like a bully. He probably thought you were gonna beat him up, so he turned around crying.
He wasn't crying. He just looked upset.
Oh,
like what the? Like I don't know. Like I don't see anything wrong.
Did he even know the rules to the lunch line?
That's just rules in life. You don't just cut people. You don't just walk in front of people.
If there's an opening and she's not watching it.
I've been in both sides. Like, I get where he's coming from, but, like, there's points where he's just like, dude, this is shitty.
Well, why'd you make him cry then?
I didn't make him cry, Mike. Stop saying that. He's just like, learning me, like, all red. He didn't say anything. He looked down at his food and just walked to his seat. I'm like, this kid has done it before. Like, he's cut me before and shit.
Did he make you feel bad?
I don't feel bad about that shit. Like, okay, you know, honestly, I have a couple of stories about
kid?
Not same kid. Okay. One time this one kid was, like, getting all pissed off, and he was like, he's like, he cut me in line and then was mad about how slow the line was moving.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're in front of me. You like he literally just walked up in front to the and said to the lunch guy, "Man, it's real slow today."
Yeah.
You can't complain when you just cut me.
No, that was probably like a technique to make it seem like he was there the whole time.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't think most people are that smart.
No, probably not.
Yeah. And one time, my girlfriend made me feel bad because this kid, like, cut me, and I was like, "No, that's fine, dude. You can just fucking go there." Like, I just say shit, like, under my breath. Like, I don't know if they hear me or not.
Yeah.
And then he, like, handed me a milk. And I was like, I felt bad. I was like, this dude handed me a milk. But, like, and then she's like, "Do you feel bad now, don't you?" And I was like, well, she's not Southern. She's like, "You feel bad now, don't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do, but he still cut me." Like, I don't know. I don't get mad about big things.
I don't get mad about people cutting me because...
But, you know, it doesn't, like, it's just something. Like, if people could have been like, it's like no fucking big deal.
Fucking lunch line.
That's what I'm saying. It's no big deal.
And there's like every once in a while, one poor dude cuts you in line.
And then I get pissed off.
Honestly, have you ever cut somebody in line?
I don't think so. Okay. I probably have, but
Okay. But when, think about it. What conditions is he under that he needs to cut you in line? He could be having a fucked up day already.
He needs to eat that food.
He needs to get there just a little bit before you. And then you go and you make him feel bad about it. He probably doesn't feel good about cutting you in line. Because what? He would just be an asshole then.
You trying to teach me a life lesson here? Like, I'm not going to change after you say this. Like, I'm trying to explain that the small thing, like, I don't get pissed off about big things. Like, that dude could, I don't know. Like, he could, I feel like, I don't know. The lunch line thing pisses me off because, like, you don't have to do that. Like, going out of your way to be a piece of shit is, like, pisses me off. Like, he's going out of his way to cut people in line, inconvenience other people. If he didn't cut me specifically, I honestly wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Like, if he cut the dude in front of me, that's fine. But you're cutting me. Like, that pisses me off.
Yeah. That's like saying, fuck you.
Yeah. But he doesn't actually know that. Like, I know his point of view. He's just like, lunch.
He's just
a
dude that needs a sandwich.
They always have headphones because you have headphones, you're focused.
Yeah. No, I think that's another technique.
I don't.
Just how you say, oh, lunch, I'm slow.
What if they're listening to the podcast? What if he's listening to the podcast, cutting me in line right now? I'm saying something. Dude, nice fucking thing. He looks at me, he's like, dude, your podcast. Now tell me I should feel bad, because I will feel bad if you tell me you're listening to the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, show me you're listening to it. Cut me in line. You can have my lunch. No, not really.
Did we just jump, like, through space and time somehow? How are you talking to him in the future?
Because it's called the internet. And memory cards and things, and like people can download things.
All right. If you say so.
Do you not know how podcasts work? Do you think we're just coming here and record so I can just listen to it later?
I thought like one day when we get on the radio, we'll just sort of like play them on the air. Who would listen to them now?
We don't have a radio show. The first episode has 80 listens, 80 views.
Yeah, but I watch them fucking a lot of times.
I watch that one a lot. Yeah. That's a good podcast, number one. That's all. Home run.
What used to bother me? That the line thing doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is the fucking the messaging. Messaging bothers me. I don't like texting people. I don't like messaging people. I like calling people.
Like etiquette in texting pisses you off because no one.
And because I'm not good at it. I'm just really like if someone doesn't respond, then I freak out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it says red.
Seen especially. Like, even if it's just, like, my friend, even if it's like, you, if it's seen, like, no matter what, I'm thinking, like, this fucking asshole is going sucking somebody's dick right now. And just always, like, if it's a girl, if it's a guy, whatever. I'm just, in my mind, I'm just sure that they're sucking somebody's dick right there when I'm trying to message them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like
dick in mouth on the phone.
Yeah, oh, and then, shit, and then make, as if like sucking that dick is more important than talking to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You that, feel it's just less like
a,
than the dick.
It's like a slap in the face
with a dick.
With a
dick. A wet, moist dick
that just got sucked by the person I was trying to talk to.
Boom, you got it, man. I hate that too. Like I hate being ignored, so I try not to do that. But here's the problem. I think the only time I don't text back, like Mike, or like let's say Mike says something and the conversation is pretty much over, he's like, all right, we'll do that this day, and I'll just read it.
But no, you have a good technique though. You do the
thumbs up, like, yeah. You know, on Facebook you hold the thumbs up, like that's my signal conversation is over. And sometimes when Mike will say something again, I'll just send him another thumbs up and the thumbs up will slowly get bigger so he realizes I'm done talking.
Well, you're one of those fucking you're one of those YEA guys. Like when you say yeah, you spell it YEA.
Yeah, I don't put the H.
Yeah, that's really, that's like...
Does that piss you off?
That's lame, man. It's like childish.
Really?
Yeah, because like you don't say yeah, you say yeah.
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 Like you say that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't say yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. I don't say yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But I say yeah. Is that why I use the H? I say yeah.
Yeah.
And you say yeah.
I'm agreeing with you, and you think I'm just saying the word.
So you think that you should use the H from now on?
I'm not going to change.
Why?
I just said I'm not going to change. You want me to use the H?
How do you expect this fucking lunch guy to change if you don't change your habits?
I don't want the lunch guy to change. I just want him to know he did a shitty thing. Like people.
But do you know you do a shitty thing, though?
Yeah,
by not putting the H?
Well, that's not a big deal.
That's a big deal to me, because I know that you don't have enough whatever to send me the extra H.
You never told me anything. If you were like, dude, this fucking piece of shit. Like, if you were...
I'm telling you now, okay? Is that enough?
Yeah, all right, man. If this H is that big of a deal to you, then I'll start doing it.
It's just lame. It just makes me... Ugh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Can I still use it?
And then you do the yeah, and then you thumbs up, and it's like, oh, this guy, fuck him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I don't care about, I mean, I hate to say it. When like someone says something, and I don't have time to respond, or like I don't really know what to say, I put like, sounds good.
I'm an impulsive guy too. Like if I see the scene, I'll immediately just send another message. I'll be like, and then if I see another scene, I'll send another one.
Like you'll think of something else to say?
No, but no. Like I'll get angrier as it goes on. Like I'll have like a string of 50 messages, and they all get longer. The, like a period. Like the more scenes I get.
Pyramid.
What did I say?
You said period. I didn't mean to correct you. I just don't want people at home thinking you have it. Like you're putting. I'm so sorry.
I have a period.
Yeah, you and 50% of the world's population.
Okay, all right. So I had the pyramid.
It's not like fun.
I had the pyramid. Okay, getting longer and angrier. All right, because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to. I don't know what to do with them.
You say that. I don't know how to do these things. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what this is.
What, right now?
No, you say that about everything. I don't know what I'm doing, man. I don't know.
Because I don't. I'm young and I'm learning things. And I know myself.
Do you think I know how to do things?
I know myself well enough to know that I don't know how to do a lot of things. I know how to... Mike, I know how to have a conversation with you.
Mike asked me for advice about something. I said, fake it till you make it. And he said, a couple days later, he's like, that didn't work. I was like, yeah, it doesn't work for me either. Like, you didn't respond to that. I said, I don't even do that.
Oh, my God.
He was like, dude, I need advice on this. And I was like...
Hell yeah, just fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I was like, just fake it till you make it. But I don't do that.
I was like, are you sure? And I was like, and he was like, yeah, no, seriously. Like,
I didn't know if that would
work. 9 times out of 10, if you just fake it and make it, and it works. So then they don't really know the difference. And I'm like, oh, really? So I faked it, and then...
It didn't work. And then you realize you can't do
that. I definitely didn't make it, so...
I play games too much, though. Like, yeah. Like with like just to find...
Just fucking Corey. Corey was right here. I was like telling Corey a story, and then you just like after we finished the podcast, we were talking, and then you just kept saying like made up stuff. And he's like, "Dude, are we still? Are we just talking now? Why do you keep making things up?"
I don't know. I have problems.
You like.
I feel like this podcast slowly over time. Like now we're at 20. Like I'm admitting that I'm full of bullshit. Like people know I'm full of shit, and I know I'm full of shit. But now I'm finally saying
we're all full of shit. Everybody's full of shit. I'm full of shit.
Yeah, right now,
I'm full of shit that doesn't know what he's doing, and you're just full of shit that's developed more. You know what I mean?
I have more well-developed breasts.
Yeah. No, I think I have bigger breasts.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Well, you can move them. That's like
that doesn't mean anything.
That's like
let
muscle.
Let me touch yours for real. Like let's just
no. I don't,
you can touch mine. Touch mine.
Do we do it at the same time though?
Like, no. Okay, you do me first.
No, don't say it like that.
You touch my boob first.
No. What? Can I use like a
just
like,
touch my.
I don't want to touch your.
Can
boob.
I touch yours?
There's
first?
Nobody else in here. The room is dark.
Can I touch you?
First? No.
Why not?
I my voice cracks when I get nervous.
All right, no, we'll do it then.
Now I don't want to touch it because you said touch it.
You want to touch my chest?
No, I don't want to because that sounds weird if I say I want to touch yours. Well, stop making it wink at me. Jesus Christ.
All right, thanks for listening to our podcast this week. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on... Get the fuck off my tip. Follow us on Twitter, at Micah Milla, at James.Awesome. Like us on Facebook, But Seriously Podcast. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Can you just fucking touch me? What the fuck?